Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. My guest today is Rebecca Spooner. She is a second generation homeschooler and mother of five. She is also the author of HipHomeschoolingBlog.com and is active in HomeschoolScopes.tv, where we met. Rebecca did a broadcast about homeschooling uncooperative kids that I thought was so fabulous that I asked her to share her tips for Homeschool Sanity podcast listeners. We will get to that in a minute. But first, I'd like to invite you to join HomeschoolScopes.tv too. We have an amazing Facebook community where you will meet women like Rebecca who will become your friends and mentors. Although we would love to have you share your own live videos on Periscope, it is absolutely not required. Many women just watch broadcasts, request prayer, and ask questions. We'd love to meet you there. The teaching tip of the week is Seven Sisters Homeschool. I had the privilege of meeting two of the sisters, Vicki Tillman and Kim Smythe, at the 2-to-1 homeschool conference in October and fell in love with them. If you have a student entering high school, you will want to get their Homeschool High School You Can Do It course. The experience they bring to the process will give you the confidence you need. Then you'll want to order any of their fantastic elective high school courses. It can be challenging to find good options for teaching to your students' interests. You will be delighted by the selection and quality you can find at Seven Sisters Homeschool. Find the link at homeschoolsanity.com/cooperate. Now let's hear from Rebecca.
Rebecca, can you please tell us more about you and your family?
Yes, so I'm a homeschool mom. I have five young children. They are 8, 7, 6, 3, and 2. And yeah, so it's a little chaotic and busy, but I was homeschooled myself, so I felt like I had some experience kind of going into it. And we live on a beautiful, beautiful island in the middle of nowhere in Canada.
Well, I've seen a little bit of footage that you've shared on Periscope of where you live, and it is amazing. You also have a blog. What's the name of your blog?
My blog is HipHomeschoolingBlog.com. And I've been, I started that in February of last year. So this is kind of my 1-year anniversary, and I'm loving it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. And it's an excellent, excellent blog. And one of the topics that you have written about is today's topic for the Homeschool Sanity Show, and it is how to homeschool an uncooperative child. And I loved your advice so much that I asked you to come on the show and share that with my listeners, because it's a problem that so many of us have, but I'm sure you never deal with the problem, right? And you're just helping the rest of us poor souls out.
Yeah, not quite.
Have you? Yes, you. So you've had the problem before with an uncooperative child.
Oh, yes, on a regular basis.
Okay, well, I love your perspective as someone who has been homeschooled themselves, plus has a big, busy family. So I really want to get right to your advice for this issue, because I know that my listeners are saying, just get on with it. What do I have to do? So what is the first thing we should do when we start getting a lot of pushback from one of our kids?
Well, the first thing when your child is like, you know, if they're in tears, if they're at that point where they are crying or they are just emotional about it, where you've hit that wall, you need to stop. You need to just stop. And that might just be for a time. That may be take a break and go do some exercise or do something fun, switch it up, play a game, play, you know, sing a song. Or it might be for the day. It might just be you're done for the day. You need to take a time out and reevaluate.
Very good. I was just having a conversation with my kids about that very issue when they're just working on their own. I said, haven't you ever had that experience where you're trying to figure out a math problem and you're so frustrated, and the more you try, the less you understand it. But then if you take a break and you come back to it, it suddenly makes perfect sense. And they were nodding. So that is really, really good advice. Sometimes just taking that break can make all the difference in the world. All right. Well, is there any way that we can prevent our child from becoming uncooperative in the first place?
There's a couple of different things that you can do. It really comes down to analyzing, your child and knowing your child. And there's different things that you could incorporate into that. So, understanding their key. I frequent with to a workshop by Carol Barnier, and she talked about that your child has a key, and every child has a different key, and it could be different for that subject. It could be different for, and we really need to figure out what that key is for our child. So if you're approaching a subject, and you have, for example, it comes down to learning styles too, but if you have an auditory learner and you are trying to teach more visually, it's not getting through to them. They're not getting it because that's not approaching it the way that they learn. Or maybe you have a kinesthetic learner and you are trying to read from a book and they're bouncing off the couch and you're realizing, okay, this is not working. And that's not their fault because they don't register information that way. They need you to find a different key that's going to work for them. So I think really understanding our children, I think that knowing their learning styles, knowing their personalities, and knowing their love language, how they receive that from you, all of those things are going to help you prevent having a child that is losing it, because sometimes they're losing it simply because of the way that we're teaching.
Okay. It sounds to me like you're saying that there isn't a one size fits all solution to dealing with
No.
uncooperativeness.
No, there is not. Every family is different and every child is different. And sometimes, unfortunately, every subject can be different. It really depends on the situation. And you need to take that time. And that's where when you're hitting that wall, that time is not just for your child to reassess and to come back. That time is more importantly, really, for you to reassess before you get impatient, before you start to get frustrated and really make the situation worse, and to take that time to figure out, okay, what is happening here? Why is this happening?
Very good. That's very good. Okay. Well, I'm going to put your expertise to the test now. And I'm going to tell you about my child. I have a fun-loving, short attention span child who does not like doing grammar. Now, I am not making him do workbooks or anything like that. I've really been trying because we do it as a group and I keep the lessons short. But every single time he tries to get me not to do it because he really, really hates it. So, what would you suggest that I try with him?
Well, I mean, there's a couple different things. It is difficult when you're working with large family situations because sometimes, exactly, we're doing group subjects really for ourselves because there's just not enough time in a day and we're trying to get things kind of all accomplished at the same time. But again, analyzing, what their learning style is. If it's more of they're a kinesthetic learning style, they're more hands-on and you're trying, you're approaching it more hands-on, then that's great. You're doing your best in that avenue. But maybe they're a little bit more auditory and they're getting distracted by the other kids, and it's creating an environment where they just don't want to do their work. So I think that's something, you might want to take a look at. The other thing is, you might be at that point where you kind of have to have that discussion, of, okay, we got to do this regardless of how you feel.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the tactic I take. But as you were talking there, Rebecca, I was thinking, I wonder if he would do better if I just worked with him one-on-one. Maybe he always insists that he knows it all. I know it. I know it all. I don't You don't have to teach this to me. Well, I know that he doesn't know it all, but maybe he feels like, I could just whip through this if I didn't have to sit here with my other siblings. So that's actually an excellent idea, because I was worried that you were going to say that I have to like come up with all these elaborate games that I need to play. And I'm like, oh, like you're saying, when you have a larger family, it's challenging because you don't have just gobs of time to devote to it. But I could do the lessons with him individually, so I really appreciate that. Okay, so my listeners aren't all like me. They don't have a child who's just like mine. So I'm hoping that you can give us some other ideas for children who just aren't cooperating for whatever reason.
Yes, there are so many different things that you can try. I know there are a lot of people that, really they don't want to use incentives. But the reality is that that's real life. In our lives, as our kids grow up and leave our house, they're going to get a job and they are going to get a bonus, or they're going to get a promotion for doing good work. So when our kids are doing good work, there's so many different types of motivators that we can use, like, playing a game or rewarding them with stickers and setting up some sort of a little sticker shop, or rewarding them with time spent with you. You could say, do this all week long. Let's get our schoolwork done, and we're going to go out for a date night with mommy or daddy. Or trying to reward them with screen time. You can reward them with screen time as well if you have iPads or computers or even TV, and they could have some time on those. But I really encourage you to play around with different times of day. It really could be that school works better for you first thing in the morning. And this is one of our challenges for our family that fully works better. And by the time afternoon comes around, it's sunny, there's friends, they want to go and play. So if I miss my morning window, then our day is going to be that. It's just they're going to be uncooperative, there's going to be attitude, they're whinier in the afternoons. So for me, it's mornings, but maybe for you it's afternoons. Maybe you have older children and it's actually evenings. So play around with the time of day that you're approaching school, or make it more of a competition. Maybe you have a child that really thrives with that competition. I was that child. So, maybe time them, or make it a little bit fun. Make it a little bit, just switch it up a little bit in that area. One of my kids, as soon as I turn on that timer, they're gone. Like, they just love that. And another one of mine, that's too much pressure for him. He cries the second I bring out that timer, which, so you have to pay attention to your child. But, it could even be as simple as more praise. And again, if you guys have read the five love languages, or there's one for children, but the five love languages of children, that's a game changer, because that you can bring that right into your school. One of mine, it's words of affirmation. So praising them more, and it's almost ridiculously more. He's six, so I probably tone it down a bit for an older child, but you're doing so good. Oh my goodness, did you just write that? That's amazing. And he lights up, and school is, he's laughing. He thrives off of that. So bring that into your homeschool.
Absolutely. Those are such fabulous recommendations. I love the emphasis on praise. A lot of times we think to be a good parent or to be a good homeschooling teacher that we have to be so disciplined with our kids, and that we need to be correcting and giving consequences. And there is a time and a place for that. But we do know that it's so much more effective to be a rewarder of our children and to praise them, as you're saying. So good. I love that advice. I love the advice to consider your child's love language as well. Very, very important. I have some competitive kids, so I love that advice. I was doing the math curriculum, Learn Math Fast, where I was timing my younger kids to see if they knew their math facts. It's part of the curriculum. There are these little, like, 30-second or 1-minute tests that you give the kids. Well, all of my older kids wanted to do it too. It's like, you already know your math facts, but they didn't care. They wanted to do it. So absolutely do think about your child and don't just think about what your preferences are, right, Rebecca? Because yours may be nothing like your child's. All right. Well, has God ever given you wisdom for dealing with an uncooperative child? Have you ever just gone to God and said, help?
Oh, yes. Honestly, when I get to that point, and again, this isn't a, okay, we're going to figure out, we're going to go through this list and we're going to find one and it's going to work and it's the magic solution and we're never going to have this again. That is not the case. You might find a solution that works and then all of a sudden it's not working and you don't know what to do. Maybe you've gone through this entire list and you've tried all this. You're listening to it and you're like, I've done this stuff. It's not working. I feel like a failure. I feel like giving up. And when you get to that point, when you are on the brink of tears, when you are feeling like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this, that really is, that's the end game, And really, it shouldn't be. Really, we should be going to God even sooner. But coming to that point of, bring your husband into it too. Like, bring your husband into it and sit down and really pray for your child because it could be something so much deeper than we even know or understand. The reality is, we can't know it all. We can't know what's going on inside our kids' minds, especially if they're not talking to us or if they're too young, and their hearts. And so coming to that place of just giving it to God and saying, you know what, this is above my abilities and I don't know how to approach this. And he will give you wisdom and he will give you strength to persevere through those days because they are normal and you're not doing, anything wrong. You can switch things up, you can try new things, but if you're really seeking God on it and if you're really coming and just asking him, then he is going to help you. He is going to give you what you need.
That's right. He promises us that in his word, and that is a comforting promise for sure. Well, Rebecca, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your wisdom with us. And I'm hoping that you're going to be able to tell us where my listeners can connect with you more, because I know they are going to want to do that. They're probably going to be driving you nuts saying, "Help me." What do I do? What do I do with this child? You're going to have all these coaching clients, but where can people connect with you online?
Well, I'm pretty much everywhere. I have a blog post about this, and you can find that on hiphomeschoolingblog.com. If you just search uncooperative, it will come up. But I'm also on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. It's Hip Homeschooling Blog is what you'll search for, and I'll show up. I Periscope every day at 9 a.m. Pacific time, so you can join in, and then you can ask your questions live, as well as, I'm on Instagram. I'm everywhere. So if you just check out my blog, you'll see all of the buttons on the top, and you can follow me on social media or contact me and send me a message because I really would. I'd love to hear your story and I'd love to, share whatever little bits of wisdom I have through my experience and yeah, get to know you more.
Great. Well, that is so generous of you. And I will be linking to Rebecca's post at homeschoolsanity.com/uncooperative. So you can find it all there. She has amazing tips for you. All right. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful homeschool day, Rebecca.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much to Rebecca for taking time away from her busy homeschool to help us homeschool our uncooperative children. You can get in touch with her using the show notes for this episode, homeschoolsanity.com/cooperate. If you think this episode would help a homeschooler, would you share it with them? Next week, we'll discuss how to hold on to your faith while homeschooling with my guest, Kendra Fletcher of Homeschooling in Real Life. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.